Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
Text line said, don't leave out Kamari Lassiter.
Yeah,
Kamari Lassiter played well.
Did he?
Made some plays. There was a big catch. Got his hands in a... maybe a downfield throw looked like it was going to be caught. Got his hands in there and knocked it out.
Yeah,
and shout out to Derek Stingley, too. A little toughness that he showed as well.
That's right.
Got a pick also in that game as he didn't practice all week with the oblique situation. Hopefully, he is healing and better shape and will be able to play closer to his 100% level coming up as the season continues. On a reaction Monday, not only is the coaches show coming on after us, I believe courtesy of Westwood One, we will have some Monday Night Football, two games tonight, the Jets and Dolphins. Everybody is dying. Are both those teams 0-3? I know damn sure the Jets are. I'm certain the Dolphins are. I'm certain the Dolphins have not won any games. But somebody's got to be very similar to the Texans and Titans game. Somebody has got to win. Well, I guess somebody don't have to. The Cowboys and the Packers tied last night. So the potential that somebody will put a win on the board tonight, as well as the Broncos and the Bengals. That one obviously feels different with Joe Burrow out, but still a matchup. Bengals 2-1, and the Broncos have a lot of expectations. You'll be able to listen to that after us, courtesy of Westwood One. Or after the coaches show coming up behind that. All right, Clint, it is Monday. Let's do our weekend's best, weekend's worst. I'll start. My weekend's best, Clint, is, I know this may not be popular to some around here, but the performance of Dak Prescott Sunday night was ridiculous. I think for some fair reasons, he is criticized for not coming through in moments. And then I think sometimes he is overly criticized in a way that people just aren't comfortable with giving him the credit or status that he deserves. He's a top 10 quarterback. He has been for a long time. The last time he was healthy, he was second in MVP. And yesterday, no CeeDee Lamb. His defense is shot to hell. And George Pickens is a good, talented receiver, but he has issues with catching the football at times, had a couple of drops, and he was facing Micah Parsons. He lost a couple of offensive linemen in the game as well. He was 31 of 40, 319, three touchdowns, no picks, quarterback rating of 120-25. Also added a rushing touchdown in there, and they tied the game, and they ended up in a tie. At least they didn't lose in a game in which a lot of people thought the Packers may go in there and blow their doors off, especially the way that the Bears did them the week before. So for me, Dak Prescott, he was sensational last night in that game.
Yeah, look, he was tremendous. He is as good a regular season quarterback as you're going to find. I mean, he has put up some numbers, and it is impressive to watch. It's fun to watch. You look at even Dallas last night, the game plan they had to minimize Micah Parsons' effect on the game was tremendous, and they executed it flawlessly. And Dak was, I mean, he was money at all levels of the field. He was money with his legs as well once again. So that old version of Dak Prescott, that Mississippi State Bulldog version, put his head down and went and got a touchdown run. Ron, you're right. I mean, he is, if he can just win in the playoffs, he will no doubt about it get the respect that he's due. Right now, that's the only excuse folks have of not giving him the credit that he deserves. He is as good as anybody in the regular season and has been when he's healthy over the last handful of years.
A lot of people view Dak as the guy that has to have everything around him to be good. You know, in this game, he lost his number one receiver, lost second. I know Guyton wasn't in the game at the end. His left tackle had to replace the left tackle there. I think one of his backs went out. Miles Sanders went out. You know, and they still put up 40 on before yesterday what was thought to be a good defense in the Packers. So Dak Prescott, hell of a performance this week.
I agree. Weekend's best for me is my Arkansas Razorbacks.
That's your best?
Firing their head coach, Sam Pittman. I love Sam Pittman. In fact, I wish Sam and his bride the best moving forward. Change is good. Change needed to happen. You know, Ron, when you watch a struggling team, it's one thing to be a struggling team that's just not very talented or they're beat up with injuries or... You know, it just they play in a tough conference. They got a tough-ass schedule like Arkansas does. But you can clearly tell when a team just flat-out quits on the coach. Mm. You can clearly tell when a coach has lost his team, does not have the ability to motivate, to coach, to change, to move the needle at all with his team. And I think Sam Pittman did that on Saturday. Ron, it was 42-13 at halftime.
Yeah, I was seeing that score, and I thought, ooh, that ain't looking good for Sam.
Well, as bad as that is, the only thing that would make it worse is if they said, hey, we're going to go through this bye week, and then we're going to go to Tennessee, or I can't remember if we're there, if they're here. I can't remember where Tennessee. We're going to wait and, you know, get Sam through six games and seven games and sit through the season and kind of. So my weekend's best is Arkansas, my Razorbacks, going ahead and just nipping the bud there and firing the head coach, giving Bobby Petrino the head coach duties, and allowing him to make some defensive changes. He's already fired, you know, three of the defensive coaches, the defensive coordinator.
He's already go ahead.
Yeah, the defensive coordinator, the co-coordinator, which is more of a consultant, but he was a co-coordinator, highly paid, and I think the D-line coach. He let them go as well. So, the only thing that could have made that worse is if I had to sit through one more game of the same old status quo with Arkansas. So they're going to get my weekend's best. Not the game, the decision to move on from Sam and get this thing, try to get this thing at least getting cleaned up, you know, while you still got a little time left here.
Yeah, I wonder when Sam knew it was over.
I think Sam's known for a minute.
You think so?
Yeah.
But, I mean, Sam at some point in that game knew he was fired.
I'm standing on the sideline with him at 42-13 as they were trotting in at halftime.
He knew it was over.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I've never been. I'm
talking about that day.
Ron, it's the worst game I've ever seen in person. And I've seen some bad ones. Hell, I've been a part of some bad ones. I mean, I was embarrassed that I had my family that we flew all the way up there and went through all the energies and efforts to be at that game and watch it. I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, I was ready to get the crew out of there at halftime. Let's go.
Let's go.
If I didn't have duties, I'd have got my ass up out of there.
Weekend's best. Let's go to weekend's worst. And I do want to preface this by I hope this is not any kind of any illness or anything, but that cold sore that Jerry Jones had on his lip.
Well, you can see that joint in the camera angle from outside the booth, couldn't you?
And Clint, it was bad because you knew this was a night he was going to have all kinds of camera time.
No question.
Hell, they kicked it off with an interview with him sitting at the desk on Football in America. And you knew, and I mean, yeah, you ain't lying. They could have set the camera up on the opposite sideline. You could still see that sucker. Then after the game, he had it. I mean, what a bad time to get a cold sore. Yeah. That was an aggressive one.
That's like getting one right before you got a speaking engagement, right? I mean, Jerry's got one right before the Micah Parsons return to Dallas.
I mean, I wonder how bad it looks.
You get one. What about right before a date?
Oh, yeah. It's over. You just got to cancel it.
Yeah, I mean, he could walk. Sorry, baby. I've been thinking about this date for a week. I've been thinking about that outfit you got on, but I have zero chance right now.
I would have considered a Band-Aid or something. That's a hard Band-Aid area, but I would have considered something. That sucker. I could not stop looking at it. All right. Your weekend's worth.
Well, I got to go with the Ryder Cup. I haven't even had time to check into all the details, but the fact that Rory McIlroy felt the need. I like Rory. I know some people don't. I like Rory McIlroy. The fact that he felt the need to voice some level of concern for, you know, the fans, the crowd, how they were treating the Ryder Cup team, the European Ryder Cup team, And let's be honest, the way that our team started on day one was a joke as well. So I just think overall, U.S. here, we didn't show up on the golf course, and then our fans obviously were clowns and got way outside of golf etiquette so I think that's probably the weekend's
worst. So they took it up a notch. The Ryder Cup is
throwing beers and yelling and chirping and I saw some of it. I didn't see all of it yet. I didn't see the part where Rory had to stop.
I saw that. He was pissed. You could see it in his eyes. I mean, he approached it and then had to step off. And the commentators, you could see the crowd. They're getting to it. The noise. Yeah. Is getting to them. They say, and I don't know, they say, it is the truth. You almost want to go now. That Ryder Cup is different. The emotion is different. It's almost, to me, it's like the version of, the World Baseball Classic in the Dominican. You know, how the game, emotion-wise, is different than how Major League Baseball games are. That's what it feels like people talk about with the Ryder Cup. Yeah, that was, who was it? Watson was out there apologizing for... Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got guys apologizing, you got guys issuing statements, so clearly it was way out of bounds. And look, I think golf is one sport that is going to be threatened with this new era of fan, right? It's just more accepted in today's world overall is the lack of respect, whether it's for people or for the game and the rules and regulations that come along with the game. The traditions of the game. I mean, people just don't respect each other or the game the way that they used to, just generally in our world today. And so I think golf is going to have a hard time abiding by or expecting fans to abide by the traditions of the game. And I think this was just an unfortunate, set of circumstances that we'll see which direction it goes after this.